Tomorrow, this Friday, is indeed National Walk Safely to School Day, and primary school students in the Northern Territory are being encouraged to get involved. The initiative aims to highlight the benefits of physical activity as well as the impacts on academic performance and well-being. Now, joining us on the line to tell us a little bit more is the Pedestrian Council of Australia's CEO, Harold Scrubby. Good morning to you, Harold.
Good day, Katie, and my name is Scrooby, but that's okay.
Sorry, mate, Scrooby. I reckon I might have gotten that wrong last year as well.
But my third name is Wolf.
Is it? There yes. you go. Well, Harold, lovely to have you on the show. Mate, tell us a little bit more about Walk Safely to School Day.
Well, this is our 25th year. We're pretty proud of it. It's got two major objectives, better health and better road safety. So we try to get kids to realise, or parents more importantly, the benefits of walking with children and to get out of this car dependency that we've developed over the last 20 to 30 years. Mm-hmm. You know, it's terrible standing outside of school and watching children being chauffeured driven up to the front gate and on their phones and not even looking out the windows. You know, and there's no physical activity before school. We've got overwhelming evidence to show that if kids are physically active before school, they'll perform much better. So that's the number one objective.
Well, they're switched now, on, right? You know, your brain gets going. If you get up and you get going early, even for adults, your brain gets going and you're switched right on.
Absolutely. Now, you think about it. It's so simple. I know a lot of parents would say, we've got to drive our kids. Fine. But don't drive them up to the school gate. What about leaving the car a kilometre from the school or even half a kilometre? Get out, have a walk with your children, teach them how to cross roads, teach them that until they're 10, they must always hold an adult's hand when they cross the road. Teach them that, you know, never trust a green light. Never trust a green light. A green light's an indication that you can cross, but it's always stop, look, listen, think. Because so many people run red lights, you can never be sure that it's safe. Then you keep walking to school. You're not going to cause a dangerous traffic jam at the school. You're not going to be polluting with the particulates that come from cars that, you know, float around the school and give kids respiratory problems. And then you have a bit of a walk back to the car yourself. Mm. So it ticks every box, Katie.
Yeah, it certainly does. Harold, tell me, what's planned across the nation tomorrow? What's planned here in the NT?
Look, we've sent kids to every school in Australia. They include tattoos, they include posters and information kits. Most importantly, we're asking all the kids to wear their tattoos tomorrow to celebrate the event. A lot of schools are putting on Host a Healthy Breakfast, which is fantastic. It's just celebrating walking and health and road safety.
It's a nice thing to do, though, as well, right? Like, I actually quite enjoy going for a walk with the kids. And, I mean, in our family, we run everywhere. We do lots of running. But it is really nice to, you know, to spend that time with the kids too. And I know some of us are time poor in the mornings. But just being able to get out and about with them.
Just get up a bit earlier. Do you know, there was a study done in Victoria some years ago. And they asked the parents and the children which way would they prefer to walk would be driven to school. Mm. And 75%, I think, or more of the children said they'd like to walk.
Yeah.
And over 75% of the parents said they'd prefer to drive. So we know where the problem is. Mm. We've now got to address that problem. And we've got to say, listen, parents, what you're doing to your children is not good. You have to invest in their physical health, in their mental health, in physical activity. It doesn't come free. You've got to spend energy and time to get fit. So let's get kids walking again. You can build walking into your daily routine and you can get the necessary exercise you require every day.
And I understand it's also the 25th anniversary of the initiative this year.
That's right. And we've sent our kids to 8,000 schools, 1,500 police stations and 600 councils throughout Australia. And we're asking everyone to be involved to get Australia walking again. Walk more in 24.
Good stuff. Well, Pedestrian Council of Australia's CEO, Harold Scrooby, lovely to speak with you this morning.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for your time.